Hello, everyone. Vager here, and I am going to be starting this day's podcast, or this week's podcast, today. And I have two guest stars coming in, and I'm hoping that you all enjoy them as much as I do. They're wonderful people. Sorry, just have to message them. There we are. I think I'm on time, or I should be. Yeah, 5 o'clock exactly. And I'm just going to get some stuff ready so everyone can be happy. There we go. Hello. Hey, Kaylee. Hey, Ramen. Or Rahim. I'm so sorry. I said Ramen, didn't I? Hey, Kaylee. I just messaged Henrik, and I do not see him just yet. Hopefully he'll be able to join soon. If not, that is okay. I could ask you a ton of questions, honestly, but I do want you to be able to talk with him. There we are. I'm just sharing this as we're speaking right now. Oh, hey. Hi, Rahim. How's everyone's day today, actually? Has it been busy for anyone else? I literally went outside and got apples today. And no joke, I saw a bunch of deer, and I was like, they're just so fluffy and cute. I just want one. I want to literally ride it into battle. Busy but good. Tomorrow's hectic on my birthday. Yeah, I know. And I'm going to be missing your birthday, sadly, but I will wish you a happy birthday, even though it'll technically be belated. Aw, well, thank you for forgiving me. Let's see. I think Henrik might have forgotten. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. It looks like he's not here, Kaylee. Would you like to come in by any chance, and we can talk then? Sweet. Sounds good. Hi, Kaylee.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. I'm glad you're good.
I entered the last hour in Dutch time zone that I'm 28.
Oh. Do you feel young?
I'm getting old. No, I feel really old.
But you're not.
But I feel old.
You can feel old, but you're not old.
Ah, thank you. It's very kind.
No, it's just the truth. Technically, old is when you're, what is it, when you get to your 60s?
Oh, okay. I can live with that. Yeah. I'm like halfway there, almost.
Mm-hmm. Technically, you're almost halfway there. I know, yeah. In the 20s is basically when males and females stop growing and learning as much. They don't retain as much information, and I think that's really interesting. True. Because like, can't I just like learn forever? I want to learn forever.
Same, but also I don't want to I really don't like hangovers.
Fair enough.
I surpassed 25, and after one drink I get a headache in the morning.
Mm-hmm. This is good. I made tea earlier today. So nice. Delicious. And it was from my boyfriend. Oh, yeah. And he gets the most expensive blends, and I feel so bad for drinking it.
No, don't feel bad. Just think of him.
Oh, yeah, I do. He he gave me a Japanese blend that I was like, oh, wow, this one's really fancy. And turns out it's like, I think it's for 4 packs. It's like $11. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
That's so expensive. Wow. Yeah.
That's really expensive, yeah.
It is. I love it, though. It's so good.
Yeah.
Either
the
way.
The best stuff in life is like very expensive.
Mm-hmm. So how are you feeling? Have you done anything new?
I haven't done anything new, but...
Why not?
I don't know.
You're young. You're supposed to go out and live life, get drunk, have fun.
I've been drunk once, didn't enjoy it. I have fun. Okay.
Fair enough.
I've been waiting for weeks on Egypt to make the date, to tell us when the announcement will be made for like the new sarcophagi.
Mm.
And it's tomorrow on my birthday.
That's wonderful. So, yeah. Wow. It's like they know you or something. Hmm.
Yeah. And I've been waiting for 3 weeks. Yeah, more than 3 weeks now. So I'm excited.
I know. I'm always excited with news that you share because you're very intriguing. You have so much knowledge within you. And I'm just like, tell me more.
I can't always tell more. I wish I could.
Fair enough. Also, hi, Mohammed. Yeah,
it's really exciting. In the morning, I have construction workers for like the renovations. And that will be like 3 or 4 hours of complete chaos in my home. And after I will go to my sister and we will eat fries and chill and relax. And I can cuddle my baby niece.
Aww.
And after that, I need to write a script, film, watch a movie with Justin. Because like that's birthday tradition. And then edit and upload the video.
That's awesome. Also, Arash, I basically was going to have two guest stars today. One is already here. Her name's Kaylee. She's she's just like the most historic knowledge person I've known for a while. And she's really cool. She knows a lot about Egypt. She knows a lot about stone structures all around the world. And the other individual who I wanted to have on, his name is Henrik, but I think he's sleeping right now. And I'm not exactly sure if he's going to come back, but I hope he does. But if you guys have any questions, feel free to ask or talk to us during chat because we're going to be chatting with one another. Aloha, Lightbright. Hello. My friend's actually in Hawaii right now, and I'm kind of jelly. So... why do you like stone structures over other structures? I know stone lasts the longest, and it's kind of one of the oldest ones to stay around, but why stone?
Well, that last part is like kind of the reason. The stone structures are indeed like the oldest. Mm-hmm. So when you look at the evolution of society and the entirety of human history, it all goes back to like that period of time. Because
the stone
period. Beyond that, going back further, there's less and less that we are sure of because there's no evidence. There are some stone tools, but like that's it. We don't know how they lived. We don't know if they had some kind of religion back when we were hunter-gatherers. We don't know anything about them. But the stone structures show us that around 5,000 years ago, we started cultivating the earth. We started becoming farmers. And because we started becoming farmers, we had time to think. So religions kind of like evolved all over the world during that time. And that's what I'm mostly interested in. Like, how did we, as a society, evolve from the stone structures and building things together into raging wars and where we are today?
Mm-hmm. Also, I think Arash completely has a question for you.
How the pyramids have been made? Well, that depends. It depends on which kind of or which pyramid you refer to. The first pyramid in Egypt is the step pyramid of Djoser, which was created by stacking mastabas on top of each other. And the mastaba was a rectangular stone mud brick structure. And in the step pyramid, they primarily used stone. And these rectangular structures were put on top of each other. And the lowest one was the biggest. And then they went one small, a size smaller, and then beyond that. And eventually they made the sides and it became a step pyramid.
How is that
possible regarding their time?
Yeah.
Well, like the pyramids of Giza, they used levers, they used pebbles, they used the wood that they could find, but mostly they used whatever was found in the desert. And there are lots of rocks, small rocks and pebbles in the desert. And if you want to move something really big and you lay a trace of pebbles and small rocks, you can move a big object over those pebbles. Mm-hmm. It will slide over. So
I actually do that with making log cabins in real life. We do that with wood. We do that with certain stones. And I've known how to do that like most of my life. And I will say it's actually a really great technique if you have like really heavy objects, because just trying to lift it up and move it is too much for your back and your muscles. So letting
and it's almost impossible.
Yeah,
like letting big physics, rocks they used. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
physics. And if has you so like, much to do with it.
And if you like, attach a big sturdy lever, you can do a lot. Like you can move blocks of like 50 tons with one person. It's possible. It's just, we don't give credit where credit is due. Like I said last time, it's people think it's magical or aliens or giants, but no, it was simple human engineering.
Yeah. Oh,
humans have been very smart.
Do you know about the what is it called? The nutrition and the health and the muscle structure of our predecessors, like our ancestors. Long story short, Egyptians used to be really buff and same as other people all over. But the thing is, they weren't all buff, just a lot of them were. So, for instance, some of the slaves, they would be fed a certain amount of food. The ones that survived would basically be the fittest, the strongest, the ones that could essentially handle physical labor. And those people that did, they came out to be super strong, super like fast. They were able to work hard all the time on limited resources. So if you had a person from that time period to now, like a lot of Americans today are very lazy, and I'm not saying all are. I'm just saying certain people here in Michigan, they're very lazy, they're overweight, and they do not, like, if you had to go against an Egyptian slave from back then to just me right now, I would probably die. But I'm not fat and lazy. I'm very toned. But the issue is they were killing machines, and it's scary.
They were.
So they could lift probably, oh my gosh.
Well, it's funny because when the Romans first, like we all know the Greeks came into Egypt and they had territories, and then the Romans took over kind of. And the Romans took many Egyptian slaves and people in back to Rome. and had them fight as gladiators.
That's true.
Because they were really strong. It's not really well known. It's you don't find a lot of information on it, because usually when an Egyptian gladiator died, they brought it back to Egypt, to the Holy Land. So you don't have many Egyptian burials in Rome, but I know that it happened. There have been historians that have found Egyptian stuff in, like, around arenas, not necessarily just the Colosseum, because, like, that was the biggest, but there were more. They were skilled fighters, just like the Persians.
I do know they, it wasn't just Egyptians that they would bring back as gladiators, but
Celts and whatever they could find.
Pikemen. I don't remember what they were, but the Brits, essentially.
The Pictish people from Scotland as well, yeah.
Yeah, Pictish, I remember them.
Yeah.
But it's so interesting because Rome was the most powerful, just, like, how do I even say this? They weren't just a country. They were...
No, they were a world force.
Empire. But they were so smart. They were dedicated. They were patriotic.
But wait, let me see. I want to know if, like, the territory of, like, Attila the Hun, if that was bigger or smaller.
Attila's was bigger. But they had a different time period of Rome's empire, because Rome's empire was before Attila's, I believe. I can't remember off the top of my head. I'd have
Let
to look
see.
It up too.
Attila the Hun lived from 406 until 453. And my ancestors actually fought the Huns in the Germanic region around Thuringia.
Yeah. A lot of people never wanted to face them because they were
they actually
demons
won.
In the East. No, I believe it. It's just, they were demons, essentially. Like, back then, they would massacre groups of people. And by massacre, I mean nothing was left. And
the Huns predate the Romans.
Really? So the Huns came first?
Yeah. The Huns came first. Well, kind of like together, let's say it like that, because the Romans did start earlier, but like the massive empire it became was like a bit afterwards.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So like the Romans took longer, but they had to go overseas, of course. So
I do know Attila, though. He was one of the most charismatic warlords of his entire time period's like life. And what I mean by that is he brought every tribe together, slept with every tribesman's wife, and he brought on so much war that he just thought, we're going to go and conquer the world. And they did.
Yeah.
Well, not the entire world, but a very large portion.
Very, very large portion, yeah.
Most all of China, Japan, the Koreas, and just even the Middle East was afraid of the Huns. And to think about that, everyone did not want to face him or his people. They were skilled archers. They even invented their own arrows. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. That's awesome.
Yeah, they invented the whistling arrow, or they invented a specific type of whistling arrow where, if you can imagine this, an arrow flying through the air and it makes everyone turn and look a certain way because they hear something going out the like the left side or the right side of their ear, they would then look in that direction and the arrow would hit them, or a different arrow would hit them. Because they want you to look in a different direction so you don't see where they're coming from.
Yeah.
It's so amazing. That's also, really hello for sneaky. Everyone. Yeah, they are sneaky. They were very sneaky. Hi, everyone,
very
for joining.
Sneaky.
Sneaky beaky like. But
very sneaky.
What would you like to talk about, if I may ask? Hi, Tony.
Well, oh, I was kind of.
This is Tony. Yeah. He's actually one of my co-podcasters. He hasn't been around for a while, but this is Tony, if you wanted to know by any chance.
Hi, Tony. No, I expected like Henrik to be here, so I didn't like have anything prepared this time.
That's perfectly fair. I feel bad. I think he's just asleep right now, and that's perfectly fine because he works all the time. Henrik is a busy bee. He's a moderator. He's a lovely, lovely individual. Tony, what are you up to over there, good sir? Tony's always busy
also,
too.
Arash, the alignments of like the most pyramids are like due to true north, because like that's the kingdom of the dead.
Mm.
So like the pyramids of Giza, the three pyramids, all their openings, their doors or doorways, whatever you want to call it, all face true north.
Fair enough. That's actually a really fun fact. Like, that's a good fun fact.
Yeah, it's because like the pole star, the northern pole star, mm-hmm. that's like the beacon of light in the kingdom of the dead.
I didn't know that. That's awesome. Huh. Also, Tony, I hope you get all your work stuff done and you're having an awesome day. If you're not, I will make you have an awesome day. I will throw cookies at you. I'm actually eating chocolate
right
now.
No, I want cookies.
I'm sorry.
I started eating my chocolate bar before we started, and now I can't eat it.
Here's the thing. You can eat it, and all you have to do is let me talk for a little bit, and then you just munch, and then all of a sudden, I'll be like, so, Klee, how are you doing? And you're going to be like, no, I'm eating my chocolate.
And then we switch around.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, here's a question. What is your opinion on the technological advances of countries who used to fall under British colonization efforts?
It's not like an area India? I'm incredibly familiar with, because I usually go, of course, like far further back, like everything between BC and like 5000 BC is where I usually look in. But like India, I know that the people in India were incredibly skilled builders, and they used mostly stone. And of course, under the Brits, they got guns and, you know, went another direction. But I can't necessarily say that it was advancing, because they were already highly advanced when compared to like other countries around them, or even Western Europe.
Fair enough. What can you discuss in terms of divergent evolution for a human race and where it is going for now that globalization has taken hold? Sorry, for me, whenever someone joins, my chat literally just keeps on moving. So I keep on trying to read it, and my eyes are just like stuck at one position, and I'm like, what is that? Wait, there it is.
Okay, like I need to first, because I don't know, Tony, if you know this, I'm Dutch, I'm not English, so I sometimes need to cheat and use translate for things. Afwijkend, okay. I think, personally, when I look at the human evolution and the human race and where we came from, that we will, as time goes on, we'll start to become more and more like one people. Like, eventually, we will not have the big differences from skin color like we do have today. Like, the real dark to, like, the extremely light. I think it will all be eventually in the middle ground. Of course, we have outliers like people with, what's it called? Oh, wow. I had a glass of alcohol. It's not very neat.
You're getting drunk on the stream.
Albinos. We have
Oh.
people with albinism, and we have people with when you're really dark. It's also a word.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's the opposite of albino, especially
Yeah.
mammal.
Oh my God. Yeah, with an M.
Chat, help us. Chat, what is it
Opposite
called?
of albinism, melanism. Okay, melanism. It was simple,
Melanism.
melanism. Okay. Of course, we will still have like the people with albinism and melanism, because that's it happens, you know, but I don't think that we will have the main differences in like the majority of society as we do today. Because I'm 28, I see more and more people with like the mixed skin color when in the younger generations than I see with like the real dark to the real light, which I used to see when I was young. Like in my classroom, we had one girl with dark skin. And in my entire street or neighborhood, we had one girl with darker skin. It wasn't that common.
Yeah. I do know that
You want to learn
albinism
German?
and wait.
Farafik wants to learn German. If I have advice, I'm Dutch, so I'm really sucky at German myself.
I mean, your ancestors are German, so
Yeah, Germanic, Germanic. It's
or
older
Germanic.
than Germans, because like
True.
back when my ancestors still lived in like the country that is now Germany, it was still Prussia.
Fair enough.
So, yeah.
Best advice for learning any language, I would recommend downloading Duolingo,
Yeah,
and
Duolingo, real nice.
yeah, it's really helpful. And if you can watch like German movies, German documentaries, and put on subtitles so you can
Watch
hear them.
a movie that you know, but download or try to get it in the Dutch or in the German version, because the Germans
Disney.
synchronize everything. So, like Harry Potter, and we all know Harry Potter. The Germans will take the voices, the English, everything, they take it out and they fill it with German. So if you know the movies, if you know the lines, if you know what's gonna happen, and you watch it in like the German version, you are learning German.
Look at you. You're like a knowledge broker on the internet.
Well, my grandma used to watch like As the World Turns. It's an American show, a soap opera, but she would watch it on the German TV in German.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because they were like 5 episodes ahead of the Dutch TV.
That's interesting.
She wanted to know it all.
I do know, I've been hesitant to learn any new languages as of late, but I do when I go traveling, I do want to learn different languages. I think it'll be wonderful.
I am on a
Were you?
41-day streak in learning Arabic.
Ah, that's interesting.
With
What's
Duolingo.
one of your favorite words to say in Arabic? Not a swear word, not a swear word.
it's no, not a swear word. No, just sabah al-khir or masa
Sabah
al-khir. Sabah al-khir is like good morning, and masa al-khir is good
good
evening or
afternoon.
good
Yeah.
afternoon.
That's
Yeah.
so nice. Masa here is good evening.
Al-khir, al-khir. It's
As
a
el
elch. It's the again the you choke growl. It's just like the
I don't have that. My American accent does not have that. I'm just like el-ha.
Al-khir. Masa
El-ha.
al-khir or Saba
Oh, it
al-khir.
hurts. It hurts when I try doing that.
If that already hurts, then don't learn Dutch.
Damn.
Goedemorgen, goedemiddag, goedenavond. That was good morning, good afternoon, and good evening.
Oh my gosh. I don't think I'll ever be able to learn Dutch. Oh.
Wait, can I find the best Dutch word with the most G's?
Hoi,
Most
hoi, 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 hoi.
difficult Dutch word. I'm gonna.
How
Okay,
is everyone
hardest
doing, by
Dutch
the way?
words to pronounce.
Hardest Dutch words to pronounce.
Oh
Jeez.
yeah, when you're in When you're in Egypt and you're at a resort, and people from the resort, like the workers, know that you're from the Netherlands, they will say, Allemachtig, prachtig, 88. And it's
What
like,
does that mean?
almighty, it's amazing, it's gorgeous, it's 88. We won the European Championships in soccer in 88. So the broadcaster from like the Dutch TV, he screamed Allemachtig, prachtig, 88 in like the mic, and that went over the entire world. So usually when you go to like resorts and places, they get a lot of Dutch people, they will know that one sentence.
I, you know what? I might like to say that in the future because I do have a few Dutch friends now, and they're wonderful people. And I just think it's hilarious sometimes because they'll say something in like Dutch, and I won't understand it, and then they'll say it in English, and I want to just like surprise them one day where I'll say something in Dutch and I'll know what it means, and they'll be like, "Oh yeah, what did you just say?" And I'll be like, "I said this," and they'll just look at me with like disgust.
I could teach you a lot.
Could we
Okay,
have
nine.
German live cast? Viver
I don't
and
speak German.
yeah, I don't speak that much German. Like, I haven't
I
even been
don't.
in Germany for 5 years now. I think it's been five, no, 6 years. I haven't been there for 6 years.
Do you want to know what like the longest actual Dutch word is? It's incredibly long. It's insane.
Sure. I'm a little hesitant, but sure.
It's 73 letters.
Why? Can you even say it?
In Dutch, we can actually like mesh words together and it can count as like one word. So don't do e ever. Never, ever, ever play Scrabble with a Dutch person in Dutch.
I don't think I can. I'm a
Okay,
little
I'll
afraid of
try and
that.
see if I can do this. Invaliditeitsuitkeringshoofdkwartier vestigingsgebouw.
That's one word? You should say that next time we're like playing video games with M and like see his reaction.
I said Hottentottententententoonstellingsterrein a few times to him. He didn't
Oh.
like it. It's an, like an exhibition ground for the Hottentot tents.
That's Dutch parafic. What is that? The longest word in any of the major English language dictionary is. Isn't that like a duck?
Pneumonal.
Oh, it is a disease. I was gonna say.
Microscopic silicovolcanoconiosis? Close enough.
I want to know how to say that, and I'm gonna try and like pronounce it, but like I know I'm gonna get it bad.
I think I got close enough. But
This
like
is gonna.
I'll let other people be the judge. It's 45 letters.
Nominal
Ah, that's not too bad.
ultra me cur ska puk si luco val ke now no ni o sus. I don't know how to do that. That is so hard,
I think I
man.
got very close.
45 letters though. Why, Tony, why do you know this? Why do you know this? My Lord, I just sometimes I worry, just not even for the English
Google
language.
knows all. Yeah, same. I
Oh,
use
Google.
Google for everything.
Google knows all. Koshtam Shepesh Shepesh Kosh Shesh Para. Interesting. I don't know what that means. I will look it up. It probably means something bad, doesn't it? Parfek. 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 Let's see.
Well,
I'm
the only
Googling.
word anyone ever needs to know in Dutch is gezellig. It means like cozy, friendly, warm, familiar, jovial. It has multiple, you know, meanings, but like it's the one word you need to know. Gezellig. Or when something is like very delicious, when you're eating something, lekker.
That's weird.
It's lekker.
For some reason, that doesn't translate into any language. I'm using a word language here.
You mean gezellig or gezellig? No, I can type it.
Kastam.
Oh, kastam. No, I don't know what that is.
I don't know that.
Gezellig. It's not so, in Arabic, it's Dutch. So we use the G, the G.
Gezellig. That's interesting.
Gezellig.
So, yeah. Tony, how goes work over there, good sir? I'm going to be gone next. Well, I'm going to be gone Saturday midday to, I think, Thursday.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
I need to translate that because
yawning.
I'm like just 41 days into Arabic. I'm not anything. I know how to recognize Mumtaz and amazing, which is amazing. But like that needs to go to English because otherwise.
You're trying so
I
hard.
I killed the lice of the six-legged lice.
I killed the lice of the six-legged lice. That is a weird sentence.
That's what Parafik just... Yeah, see? He says, haha. Okay, I got it good.
Okay, that's good. My lord.
Google Translate. Ugh. Thank God.
I was actually asked to do streams of the podcast on, what was it, Twitch and YouTube. If I had the internet, guys, yeah. I would love to do that. Where I live, I only have, I think it's like 8.9 megabytes right now of internet download. And for upload, it's like, what is it? Is it like 0.8? Yeah, I think it's like so low. Hey, Kunal, how are you? I miss you. I haven't seen you in a while. But yeah, today's a special day for a podcast. I was supposed to have two guests today, but we only have one today, and that's perfectly fine. We have Klee, also known as
it's a me.
Kaylee.
A Klee.
A Klee. It's all Italian on me. You ain't Italian. Please. I actually do have Italian
I'm
heritage.
A pirate.
Yard.
Yes.
But anyways, how is
my grandpa? My grandpa's of Italian descent.
Is he? Oh.
If you drag him in a suit, oh, he looks like that one of them mafia dudes.
He looks
just like my uncle.
Turns out he is. Ooh.
Honestly, my uncle is just like mafia.
Hmm.
It's my mother's twin brother. Let me see if I can find his face.
His badass behavior and look, essentially.
Well, they don't really upload anything with like him in a suit for a reason.
They don't want him to look too good on the internet.
Yeah, they don't want anyone to think that he's actually in the mafia.
Fair. I know.
But it's funny.
I know when I was in Denmark and Sweden, I got to see what are they called? It's just with a K, doesn't it? I can't remember what they're called. It was a specific type of mob, but they're like very low end. Oh, he kind of does look mobish.
Yeah. It's just because he got like the butterfly tie that makes it a tiny bit less, but yeah.
Hmm.
Like him in a suit is just straight up from a mob movie.
He's ready to murder.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Klee, did you have a good time podcasting?
Yeah, I always have fun with you.
Would you ever podcast in the future? Like, make your own podcast so your fans can see you? Because I'm betting you, a lot of people would love to see you. Or not see you, but, like, hear you more. Because in podcasts, you can't be seen. You can only be heard.
Maybe. Maybe. I'll leave it open. Because, like, I put a lot of work in, like, my research. And a deep dive can take me, like, 3 or 4 weeks of research before it's done. So for me, a podcast is like, oh my God, that's so, I need to fill that time with like actual information. And then I put the bar way too high and
I get you.
I know myself. So
no, I get you.
But I enjoy like talking and like chilling. Yeah, definitely.
A little actual information. Actually, Klee has a really great podcast, or not podcast, a really great YouTube channel. Klee, if you want, you can actually post a link in this podcast right now, and people can follow you if they'd like.
Okay, I can type. I can type.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Also, I wanted to thank everyone for the likes and the follows. It does mean a whole lot to me. We've reached 634 likes just now. Thank you, Klee. I saw that.
Yay.
And it's just really amazing because I have so many subscribers now and all of you are so kind and very patient with me. And I love you guys. You make my days a little bit better each and every time we go on together. And I try to keep at least one podcast a day. I'm really sorry that I won't be able to podcast this Sunday. I do know that in the future, I would like to do more podcasting with all of you. And I'm hoping I can.
Yes. I hope so, too, because, like, I enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking at some of your videos right now, and I'm just like, they're so cool. Wait, do you have a green screen?
No, I wish I had.
How do you outline yourself? Like,
how do I do, like, that? It's a pen tool in Photoshop. I cut myself out of like the actual fact picture.
Okay, and then I
vector mask it. Yeah. And then I do like the color around it. I've been told not to do that anymore, but like all my thumbnails are shitty like that, so
they're not
shitty. Continue like the shit. No, I've been actually I've been told many times now that I should stop using Outer Glow at all. But I just, yeah.
I think it's nice. Started it gives doing you a little it. Bit of that glow to it. Like, that glow gives you that
pizzazz.
The pizzazz. It gives you the pizzelli pizzazz. No.
Yes. So, yeah.
I do it myself all the time. You do, Tony. By the way, Tony also has a YouTube channel if anyone wants to find him. It's Talman Gaming. If you really want, Tony, you can put it in here right now. People can go follow you as well. Stop.
No, not stop.
You know what, Tony? Guess never what? Stop. Guess what, Klee? Guess what, Tony?
Guess what?
I have Reese's Pieces Hershey bar.
No.
And it's like, no. how many grams is this actually? This Why? Is it's so good. It's like peanut butter and chocolate. It's
Why?
Because it's delicious and I need to shove it.
I like Hershey's, but I don't like Reese's Pieces because I don't like peanut butter.
Basically, I actually really like Hershey's, but these are like Reese's Pieces M&Ms. So they're like chocolate with peanut butter, and there's so little peanut butter in them.
I like the chocolate. I don't like the peanut butter.
So good. It's so good.
I ate peanut butter for like 9 years straight every single day. You really start to hate it.
Oh, that I remember you telling me that. That's something.
It's something you never want to eat afterwards.
I feel like I didn't get to have a lot of peanut butter growing up. I ate a lot of,
yeah,
I don't know what you'd call it. Just,
I like the chocolate sprinkles. I feel like a kid saying it, but
I feel like every time we're in a call together, you're eating chocolate or you're thinking about chocolate.
No, but like a Dutch breakfast for kids.
Nutella.
It's bread with butter and chocolate sprinkles.
What?
I'm not even Nutella. Lying. That was our breakfast and our lunch for like most kids in this country.
Huh.
Every single day. Chocolate sprinkles. Hagelslag.
I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like my teeth would fall out. But I kind of want to...
You'd think that, but it's not that way. Hmm. It's not even that bad for you. Like, it's just a little bit of chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
By the way, for
send you a picture.
I mean, I kind of do want to see it because I don't know what that is. Tony, do you play CS:GO ever? Also, I'm very tempted on doing like a CS:GO day where I can play like with fans or friends and do like a recording session, something like that. And it can just be balls to the wall humor because you have played it, but do you like playing it? That's the thing here. That's what I'm prodding at. Do you enjoy it?
Oh.
I love games, but do you love that game? What is that? That looks like turds.
That's Hagelslag.
That does not look like anything.
That's Hagelslag. It's chocolate. That's chocolate sprinkles.
But on toast?
Bread. Just simple sliced bread.
I don't know how I feel about it.
Every day.
Every day, I'm struggling.
Look, some people eat it with a fork, and I want to slap them in the face, because, like, you don't eat bread with a fork, unless you want to die by my hand. But, like...
Oh, that looks like roaches for some reason. I don't know why. Ah!
Okay. I'll make it up to you. Flocka. These are the chocolate flakes we put on bread.
Flakes.
Dutch people are wild, man. Like, if it's chocolate, it's good. Dutch people will eat it.
That just looks...
Those are the flakes.
That's not as bad, but that's that second image, it looks like little turds all over or roaches. What the... No, it's getting worse now. It's getting worse. People.
One is sprinkles, one is flakes.
I don't like it.
You want to know a weird thing? You come to the Netherlands and you buy hagelslag, the roaches thing you just said. You put it on bread and you're thinking, oh, this is going to be nasty. And you take one bite and you're addicted for life. This has happened in the past with friends of mine from Australia, England. They eat it once and they're hooked and they can't buy it in their own country unless it's like 10 euros a pack. And I buy it here for like a euro. Oh.
I know, you know what Yule is? The drink? Yule?
No.
I don't. Let me try to find it. It's really
Swedish.
Like it.
I it is, guess.
Yeah. Swedish.
I might ask my sister to send it to me since she is in Sweden. My nephew was born, by the way.
I remember. Congrats.
His name is Odin. Like, how cool is that name?
I'm so proud.
Odin. Yeah.
And that's such a great name, too, I think. In my opinion, I like the name. I know people are probably like, but
Odin Stefan. Like... His full name is Odin Stefan.
Stefan. That's such an adorable name.
Yeah. Julmust. Is that like Coke or something?
It's basically Coke. It's really good, though. I'm going to try and send a link to it for everyone in chat. Copy image address. Let's see if I can. Paste. Yes, there we go.
Oh, it's like mainly around Christmas.
That is a really long link. Why is that so big? This link is literally 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
During Easter, the name is. Wait, I need to know this. No. Is it the same as like Hoga Hogan? Let me check. Before I make a fool of myself. Yes, okay, Hoga. Okay, so Påskmusk, it's called in Easter. Påskmusk, must. Påsk.
Hogs. Must.
Yeah.
Must. Yeah.
Because, like, I know the burial mound, Hoga Högen, my sister lives close to that, and she made me footage of it.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's why. Oh, yeah. And she told me how to pronounce stuff.
I mean,
so, yeah.
Swedish and Dutch are very different languages, but there's I've been told this before. Once you learn a Scandinavian country, everything else seems easy to you. Same with like English. A lot of people have to learn English nowadays, but English is supposedly one of the hardest or harder languages to learn because it's the pronunciations and we're very different from other countries. And we also have an accent. But if you learn like British English or Australian English, it's a lot easier. And in America, we have a lot of slang. We have a lot of different signs for language.
The one thing I always have trouble with English is like the abbreviations, especially nowadays, like the oh my God, OMG. Well, everyone knows that. But like go into that deeper, especially on Discord, I usually have to look up what is this? In God's name, what is this?
NFT, not today, fam. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's stuff like that. It's being created by kids and we're using
it. Yeah.
But in
that
reality
link, though.
I know. It's like it's eight scrolls long. It's so long. For anyone who's coming in right now, do not look up the link. It's really just a picture of a soda. It's just a really long link. It'll take you a really long time to get to the bottom. But Julmust is the drink if you want to look it up. It's really good. I think it's J-U-L-M-U-S-T. Or it's J-U-U-L-M-U-S-T. And it's really a delicious drink that is usually made once a year around Christmas. And it's a spiced Coca-Cola, essentially. And it's really good. I do recommend it if you're anywhere in Denmark or the Netherlands. Possibly they might have it in like one of those corner stores. Sweden, they'll definitely
try and find it.
I mean, it's not really expensive either. It's actually quite cheap if you want to get it.
It's usually cheap in the country itself, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think I can buy it, though, online for if I want to ship it to my house for $5, maybe? So it's not that bad.
Wait, let me see. Julmust Copen. That's all. Everything that it's not?
Oh, it's, what the hell? What? Is it not in Netherlands?
Meh. No. Oh, also no? Wow. Even IKEA doesn't sell it.
No?
I just went on IKEA.com for like the Netherlands, the Dutch IKEA. Yeah, no. Weird. They should be.
But I
they
do want to
say, have Wintersaga.
I don't know what that is.
I'm the same.
But Klee, I do want to say thank you for joining us. And I'm going to be ending the podcast now. But
yeah.
If anyone wants to go follow Klee, she is on the internet. She is on she's on YouTube if you really want to find her. But she is an awesome, awesome YouTuber who has so much to give about history. And like you can learn a lot from her. And is it how do you pronounce your YouTube channel?
YouTube.com/historywithKaylee. So I'll just type it in the chat once more. There you go.
Thank you. You're so helpful. And everyone else, I will not be podcasting this Sunday, sadly, and I'm so sorry for that. But I will be podcasting next Sunday around 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, hopefully on the nose, just like today, but today was 5 p.m. there's a lot going on. I'll just say that. But I do hope you all have a wonderful afternoon. If it's your birthday, happy birthday. And if you're almost. Having... Yeah, it's almost your birthday. Happy birthday tomorrow.
5 minutes.
Damn.
So I got cool. 5 minutes left.
But please be safe all and have a great weekend. Bye.